Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Does your family's schedule look like an endless list of appointments, games, and practices? Does keeping everyone on schedule feel impossible? The Skylight Calendar is here to put an end to your scheduling stress with its all-in-one shared display, visual structure, and color-coded scheduling. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to myskylight.com/get30. Go to myskylight.com/get30 for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's myskylight.com/get30.
We all have a story that we tell ourselves. Some of us are aware of them, most of us are not. But here's the reality of it. You will never rise above the story that you tell yourself.
Every champion that's ever existed in the history of humanity operates on the idea of resetting the bar over and over and over and over again. And that's how you end up with these exceptional individuals, because every time they reset the bar, what the bar becomes is actually their new minimum. So that's their operating homeostasis. That is where they live. And if you're the person who gets 60% to your goal and never hit it, you're gonna end up back where you were, and that's where you live. So it's just a matter of what sort of discomfort would you like to deal with? Would you like to deal with the discomfort of never achieving anything? That's uncomfortable. Or you could deal with the uncomfortableness of, I'm going to reset the bar over and over and over again, and I'm gonna win, I'm gonna live that way. That's the two options, dude.
I'm going to challenge you today to hold yourself to a standard of what you're capable of, how high you can jump, how far you can go, how deep you can dig. And you should not measure yourself by what you've done. You should measure yourself by what's still left in the tank. Yeah, I just want you to see how far you can go, because if you only hold yourself accountable to your current results, you'll confuse progress with potential. If you don't commit to growing, you are going to spend your life managing your current reality when you could be building your future. You owe it to yourself to find out how good you can get.
Greatest lesson my grandmother taught me. She taught me that when I was really little. She goes, don't ever tell anybody what you're gonna do. Just do it. You'll find out, right? So don't ask for permission. The only person that needs to give you permission to build your confidence is the person you see in the mirror when you're brushing your teeth. So stop looking for unqualified people to give you a pat on the back or attaboy, attagirl. It's you.
Mark, he's so sad.
How much longer are you going to wait before you demand the best for yourself? You must stop delaying. You must get started today, right now. A new year is upon you. Is there a better time than now? No, there is not.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Desire to me is a contract that you make with yourself to be unhappy until you get what you want. So when I'm unhappy about something, I look for what is the underlying desire that I have that's not being fulfilled. It's okay to have desires. You're a biological creature and you're put on this earth. You have to do something. You have to have desires. You have a mission, but don't have too many. Don't pick them up unconsciously. Don't pick them up randomly. Don't have thousands of them. Pick your one overwhelming desire, and it's okay to suffer over that one. But on all the others, you want to let them go so you can be calm and peaceful and relaxed.
Everything can become possible if you find the way to translate what is in the mind into action, because this transformation makes things come to earth. Everything we have available nowadays on this earth started somewhere here by someone.
Your laziness, your lack of discipline, it doesn't just affect you. You see, whether you realize it or not, there are people that depend on you. And more importantly, there are people that will depend on who you could become. Who you decide to be matters. when you haven't developed the mental fortitude and the mental strength to deal with difficult situations, and a truly difficult situation arrives, and you're too wrapped up in your own problems to help anyone else, that affects them. If you are not going to do it for yourself, do it for the people that depend on you to be the best you.
All winners have lost. All winners have got depressed. All winners have been heartbroken. All winners have been disappointed and confused, frustrated, and angry. But they kept moving forward. That's the only reason they're winners. Nobody is winning all the time. Nobody does.
Everything's going to be okay. Everything you're worried about is going to be okay. That too, whatever it is, that also is going to be fine.
But to give up and think that there is, that you are a lost case, there are no lost cases. Unless you give yourself up, then it is lost.
Get to decide if I'm going to be rich, poor, mediocre, plentiful, happy, sad. You have a decision to make.
Well, it happens small until it happens big. The reinvention occurs in the micro actions that you're taking every single day. The tiny little things that perhaps no one even notices that are creating muscle memory around new behaviors. Tiny little things repeated over time is what produces dramatic change. And it's like this curve, you know, it's like this very slow curve. And everyone wants to talk about the pivot moment when it goes skyward. But the truth is, the real work is in the drudgery and the difficult, anonymous work of shoveling shit every single day. Don't leave before the miracle. And I take that as a lesson in persistence. Whatever it is that you're pursuing to achieve or create or express in the world, I think a lot of people back out before that happened.
If I told you that you're only 6 months away, 6 months away from the life you've always dreamt of, the health you've always dreamt of, the income, the lifestyle, or the body of work you've always dreamt of? What if I told you that your success was guaranteed and that the person you've always dreamt of becoming was only 6 months away? There's just one condition though. For that time, you have to show up each and every day and do all the things you and I both know you should be doing. How would you show up each day? If success were guaranteed and it was only 6 months away, what would you do differently? We all have a good idea of what we need to do, yet so few of us take action. You know what your perfect 6 months would look like. You already know who you want to be. Go be that person. Stop waiting for someone or something to come along and give you the permission to start living your own life.
Life goes on. Whatever happened in your past that continues to weigh on your mind, it doesn't matter.
And you may say, well, certainly it matters. It drastically changed my life. It has thrown me off course and now I am dazed and confused. How could you say it doesn't matter? And to that I say, you are still in pursuit of legacy. You are still on the journey to achieve everything that you dream of. And today is just as good as any other to take a step in the right direction. In other words, circumstances do not affect your ability to choose what you do next. It is up to you to continue forward or remain stagnant, and that will never change.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You cannot control all of the external circumstances in your life, but you can control how you feel about those circumstances in your life. And once you recognize that taking control of your emotions and not allowing your emotions to control you, taking the wheel, allows you to be the master of your fate.
Take responsibility for your actions. Apologize when you're wrong and acknowledge how you treat others when you're anxious, angry, or upset. Regardless of what happens in life, you still have control over how you respond. Everything you say and do is a choice. Blaming others is easy. Show a little patience, because the only thing you have control over is yourself.
Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is, when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings gotta go away if you want to achieve greatness. Your feelings have to go away.
People change when they hurt enough they have to, when they see enough they're inspired to, when they learn enough that they want to, and when they receive enough that they're able to. Those are the four times that people change.
It's like when it says good is the enemy of great, the comfort zone is the enemy of courage, right? The comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there.
Tell yourself the truth. Just be honest with yourself. All of us tell ourselves stories to avoid the things we don't want to do and to justify the things that we want to do. And you can get pretty good at believing your own story. You know when you have time and you're pretending you don't. You know when you can do something you don't want to do but you pretend you can't. Deep down, every single one of us knows when it's real and when it's bullshit. And you might be really good at convincing other people, but you cannot truly convince yourself. Because although you may be able to justify it for a moment, you might be able to convince yourself for a moment, there still always exists that deep-rooted sense of shame of desiring to be a certain version of yourself and knowing damn well that you are choosing not to be that.
Why would you limit yourself from experiencing that? Why? Because you're scared, you're afraid, you don't know how it's going to work out, it doesn't feel good. Perfectly fine. But I've come to understand, I've come to realize that the beauty of life isn't in pursuing happiness. It's in pursuing experiences. And it's understanding that it's multidisciplinary, it's multilateral, it's not just one emotion. So I'm not in the business of pursuing happiness. I'm in the business of pursuing life. And life comes in different forms at different seasons.
Universe is change, and life itself is but what we deem it. What he means is that things are going to happen. You are going to have experiences in life. Almost all of the important impacts of how those experiences change you are going to be the story that you tell yourself about what that experience means. You know, the framing that you place around the present moment largely determines your experience of it. And this is where having confidence in yourself, an undeniable stack of proof that you can deal with whatever is put in front of you, is super important.
And I always say, no one's coming to save you. What I mean is, they're not coming to save you from yourself. If you don't learn how to push yourself out of bed and out the door, if you don't learn how to hold yourself to a standard that's higher than your excuses, you will always procrastinate, you will always feel anxious, and you will always succumb to some sort of thing that's easier in the moment instead of pushing yourself to do the thing that's hard that helps you become the best version of you. I'm telling you, this is the secret to everything. Learn how to do things that are hard. Learn how to do things that you hate. Because when you learn how to hold yourself to a higher standard, you, my friend, are unstoppable, because you will not stop yourself.
You deserve exactly what you're choosing to settle for. You are in control of what you accept. You are in control of what you allow in your life. Nobody, nothing, no situation can control your life without your permission.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Right? When we say a goal, a dream, or aspirate, we put it out there as if it's always going to be smooth sailing. Right? As if no opposition is going to be present. As if no challenge is going to be present. That's why you create habits. That's why you create routines. You don't just do it for the great times. You do it when all hell is breaking loose.
The difference between successful people and non-successful people is here. You have to change this. So if you're at a place in your life and you ain't happy with it, you have to change some things. But you have to make a conscientious decision that you're going to change. And it's not dependent on anybody else. It don't matter what your mama think. It don't matter what your coworkers think. It don't matter what your siblings think. It don't matter. They have nothing to do with it. This decision is yours and yours alone.
The heart of confidence is action. It's the willingness to try. And all you need is to know that if you try, you're not going to die. You're just going to learn something. And when you learn something, it removes a little bit of the insecurity so that it makes it slightly easier to try again.
So you can't fix the problem if you don't know where it's coming from. And so you think and think and think about all your problems. And the more and more you think about them, the bigger they become. You go down this rabbit hole of why things are the way they are. Why am I sad? And usually the rabbit hole ends with, it's not my fault. It's because of my parents, my teacher, my friends, my boss. Now what? What good does knowing whose fault it is do for you? Nothing. Right now, you don't know if what you're telling yourself is the actual cold-hearted truth or just an excuse. So if you want to fix your problems, move first, think and analyze after.
What can one man do except forgive his best? If you fail, you try again. If you win, you try again and get better. So as long as you maintain and you stay consistent, you'll forever be a winner and a champion in the people who love you in their eyes, because they support you nevertheless as long as you're trying again and again and again.
To find your identity, to discover who you are, you must be with yourself. Isolate your mind, observe your thoughts, ask yourself questions, explore your imagination. And with time, not only will you find yourself, but you will find what brings you life. You will find purpose, something to chase. And now you have yourself, as well as a grand adventure.
The thing that's so interesting about being alive is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting. Because do you have anything better to do? Why not pick the best thing possible that you could do? Because you're more powerful than you think. Way more powerful than you think. I mean, God only knows what you are in the final analysis. You're blind to your own weaknesses, but you're also blind to your own strengths. How far could you take that if you stopped wasting time and if you stopped lying and if you oriented yourself to the highest possible good that you could conceive of and you committed to that? How much good could you do? Well, I would say, why don't you find out?
What is yours will always find you. No matter how lost you feel right now.
That dash between your birthday and your death date, that's what matters. There's myriads of people that said next year, tomorrow, next time, that took their dreams, that took their books, that took their gifts, that took their passion, their purpose, that took their legacy to the grave. Start today. Make today your day one. If you truly made that decision, moving forward to your best life has just begun.
Every single day that you delay making the change in your behavior that you need to make, you are making it that much harder to change. Every single day that you reinforce old habits, old behaviors, old ways of doing things, the harder it's going to be to break them. If you keep doing the things you're doing and you keep heading in the direction you're heading in, by the time you're 40, 50, and 60, it's going to be near impossible to break those habits because you've spent decades reinforcing the same thing. And what, you're going to wake up one day and just be a new person? You've been telling yourself that for years and it hasn't happen yet, because you have to unlearn all of those habits, all of that behavior. But if you start today, it's going to be easier than if you start tomorrow or next week or next year or, God forbid, a decade from now. The longer you wait, the harder your journey is going to be. It's just the way it is.
You are always competing against yourself. There is two versions of you, a winner and a loser. You have within you someone who is going to do everything required to make their goals a reality, and you have within you someone who is going to procrastinate your life away. You have someone in you that is disciplined and focused, and you also have someone in you that is easily distracted and does not execute the plan. Which one of these versions of you is going to surface to the top? The one that you feed more.
I face something every time I'm being exposed to a new challenge. Every time when I feel it's a challenge, it only tells me there again is a chance now to grow, let's say. To grow. To open up.
Be grateful for the problems that you have, because I believe they're specifically designed for you, your growth, your development, and the things that you need to possess as an individual in order to grow and become the individual that you're destined to become. So the set of problems I got, they specifically designed for it.
Study yourself, make yourself better. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. Learn from it. Don't change who you are to become somebody else. Think about the time that you spend in your life trying to be somebody you're not. If you put that time and effort and energy into being who you were and who you are, how much farther along would you be in life?
We create what we focus on. Where focus goes, the energy flows, but most people are focusing on what they have to do, not what they can do. They're focusing on what is versus what they're here to create. What makes you a leader is you see things as they are, but then you see it better than it is, and you make it the way you see it. You come up with that vision and you make it happen.
Simply put, you get to choose one of two ways to make any and every decision. One of two. You can either move through life acting on curiosity and hope, making decisions from a place of expansion and self-trust, or you can build your life and make decisions from a place of constriction, fear, and doubt. So when it comes down to it, ask yourself which of the two you value more and start acting from there.
Everybody around you supporting you, you're probably not trying to do something very big. You really aren't. Because most people don't want you to see you get too successful or too happy because it'll expose them. So don't let people with small lives and small thoughts project their limitations onto you. Because they're trying to get you to yield to get on their road. Don't yield. You were born to be on the road less traveled.
Best revenge in life is success. There's nothing better than showing the world that you did what you said you would. Their words of negativity, their hate towards you saying that you could never do it is fucking irrelevant. Look at where you are right now, be proud, and throw up that middle finger to the outside world's negativity, to the noise.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Be the boring friend. Go to bed early, prioritize work, and chase your dreams rather than pleasure. They may say you're crazy, but you're doing this for yourself. Besides, you're meant for something more. It'll be worth it in the end.
No matter what you are going through in life, how sad you are, how much pain you're feeling, the trauma that you're going through, you are strong enough to see another day. And it's not about being 100%. Every single day. It's about just showing up. That's what I do. No matter what the odds, no matter how I'm feeling, I show up every single day.
Your journey might not have started with all the answers laid out on a silver platter. You might have stumbled at the start, but those missteps don't define you. Instead, they forged you into someone deserving of creating profound change in your life. Right now, you hold the power to change your future. Don't wait for the perfect time or circumstance. Believe in yourself. I believe in you too.
The lower self and a higher self. You can recognize this. Your lower self comes out when you eat junk food, you spend 2 days just playing video games all day, when you don't get your work done. You're lazy when you're not nice to people. You feel kind of bad. You feel kind of ugly and rotten. You may not admit it to yourself, but something doesn't feel good about it. But when you have discipline, when you spend 3 months getting in really good shape and you get better habits, when you complete a project, when you work well with other people and get something done, you're tapping into that higher potential that each human being, every single human being has.
Those who are willing to risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go.
You have to take the risk. You can no longer play it safe. Now it's time to get risky. Now it's time to truly find out what you're made of and what you could achieve. Now it's time to truly find out how many lives you can impact. Now it's time to find out what you are destined to become.
You can't have an easy life and a great character. Show me a trust fund kid that inherited a bunch of money, and I'll show you someone mentally tortured. It's not the pursuit of happiness. It's the happiness of the pursuit, the journey or the destination. It's who you become on the journey.
If you're not getting past this today, this week, this month, this year, all of a sudden a decade goes by and you're still holding up, and you can't get rid of that thing, if it's holding you back from going where you want to go, maybe you should just deny the thing ever can happen. Kick it in the head. Kick it off the curb. I'm done with you. I'm sick of you. I'm tired of hanging out with you. I'm tired of that thing, whatever it is, holding me back from going where I want to go.
Never say you can't do it. Say I haven't done it yet. I haven't done it yet. And that's true with everything. It's like there's nothing that you can't do. You may not have done it yet. We don't know if you can do it or not until you really crack this. And then you find out if you could do it or not, or how well you could do it.
You have to kill your current self for your new self to have room to grow. And so it's this constant appraisal of your skills and activities. Which of these makes me stronger? Which of these makes it more likely for me to hit my goal? And I just want to give you that frame, because that single frame of, is this person being in my life make it more likely or less likely to hit my goal? Is this activity or this behavior that I do make it more or less likely to hit my goal? And I consistently just ask that question over and over and over again. Imagine a competitor that you'd never want to go against. Focused, persistent, always learning, always improving, relentless. Says no to everything but that which makes them stronger. You know what he looks like. You know how he acts. You know who he associates with. That's future you. Now become him.
Your dream is so big, but you have something, it's hard to give up. You get to the point that you're capable of risking more for just a dream, which is something that a normal person would not understand.
No, right now the goal is just to focus on myself, you know, everything growth. I'm not worried about the mistakes that I made in the past or anything, you know. I'm in competition with myself. So I'm just getting better and better and better. That's it.
You want to know when your life will really change, though? The truth is, your life will change when you realize that some people are gone and they ain't coming back. Stop trying to breathe life into something that died years ago. Some people are in your life forever, but most people are only passing through. That chapter is in the past. So instead of reading the same chapter over and over again, it's time to make space for people who actually deserve your time and attention and who are presently here with you right now.
Remember this when life gets tough. Life is a lot like driving. Sometimes you get lost, and sometimes you have to take streets you don't like. Maybe they're full of traffic, or maybe they're too bumpy, but they lead you where you need to go. Each rough patch has a purpose that will teach you a lesson and make you stronger. You might not get why you're on a hard road, but trust the process. Every path, no matter how hard, is needed for your growth. The bumps in the road are steps to where you need to be. Keep going. Even when the way is unclear or crowded, you have a place you're meant to reach. The funny thing about life is that we can have so much and still feel something's missing. There's always that empty spot making us wonder why. We make excuses, looking for reasons for this feeling, wondering if there's a fix. It's because we can't let go. Holding on to a dream of a perfect life, we forget that good things take time.
pleasure passes quickly, but the shame remains. That's the harsh stoic truth. But the positive side of that is the reverse. When you work hard for something, when you put in hard labor on something, that passes quickly. But the pride, the virtue, the good that comes out of it, it remains.
And it's about accepting the seasons. Weather can never be the same, but can never rain all day, every day. So maybe you're in a season, but the weather always has to change. What can you be learning? What can you be doing in this season? Because it's definitely not gonna change if you're not figuring out what lesson you need to have in this season. If it never rained, the plant's not growing. Have you ever realized that both fear and faith require you to believe in something that you cannot see? Think about that for a second. Both include uncertainty, both require discomfort. One keeps you small by anticipating danger or pain. The other wants you to grow by anticipating joy or love. So if you're stuck between the two, doubt or hope, fear or faith, maybe the simpler question is, which of the two do you value more? Once you have your answer, start acting from there.
Most people, when they fail, they don't like to look at themselves in the mirror and say, you know what? Maybe I have to change. People want change to happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to change. And when you realize that change isn't going to happen to you, you need to actually proactively determine your future. Then and only then can you actually take not only full accountability for your good actions, your bad actions, but for your full life.
If you feel like you lost your way, I would say congratulations. If you're lost, that only means one thing. You're about to be found. And sometimes you need to lose your way in order to find a better way. Sometimes you need to lose certain things to gain better things. Sometimes certain doors have to close that you want to keep open so a better door can come into your life.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Difficulties in life is nothing that stops you. Because it is so heartbreaking, because it goes so deep, it carries the potential for the highest transformation.
It doesn't matter if you feel overwhelmed. Like, it doesn't matter if you're frustrated. It doesn't matter if you're mad. It doesn't matter if you're bitter. It doesn't matter if you don't feel like it. It doesn't matter. Those things do not matter. It doesn't matter if your friends don't believe in you. It doesn't matter if your parents don't believe in you. These things do not matter. How you feel does not matter in the equation of building a life, okay? What you do matters, and that is it.
Most people don't fail because they're not good enough. They fail because they never go all in. They stay in the life they were handed instead of building the life they actually want.
When you ask for strength, you're not going to be given strength. You're going to be given an opportunity to be strong. So when you want to change your mindset, when you want to become more mentally strong, when you want to become more disciplined, you're not just going to be granted superpowers that allows you to endure and allows you to do the things that you don't want to do. Instead, you're going to be given pain to feel. You're going to be given something to endure. You're going to be given mountains to climb, things you don't want to do that you must now do because you want to be disciplined. You're going to be given a test, and it's up to you to pass it. And once you do pass it, you're going to be given another test and another one and another one. And the more that you lean into that mindset, the more it becomes part of you. When you want your muscles to be stronger, it is not ask and you shall receive. It is ask and you shall get your ass in the gym and start lifting weights. Start feeling that pain and you will earn strength. If you want to develop a certain trait, you have to do the things that require it.
A friendly reminder that in 3 generations, everyone who knew us will be dead, including the people whose opinions stopped you from doing what you wanted all along. Imagine that someone you know achieves every dream and hits every goal they have. Years later, they get old and die. 2 years after that, how much do you care? About as much as everyone else will, if you accomplish your goals and dreams. Do it for you.
This is so simple, I don't want you to miss it. Most people don't lead their life, they accept their life. And when you accept your life, you are living on things that are not worthy of your time and effort and energy.
He said, recently I visited Alcatraz prison. Once it housed the most hardened of criminals. Today, it's open for tours under the direction of the United States Parks Department. Many men have tried to escape Alcatraz, but no one is known to have succeeded. As I listened to the tour guide explain the impossibility of escape, I thought of other prisons equally as confining as Alcatraz, but where the doors are never locked, no guards walk the walls, escape is encouraged and, in fact, possible. And he said, that prison is habit. You want to really be consciously aware of what you're doing. Is it a habitual thing you're doing every day? Is that what's controlling your life, your destiny? Or are you choosing and going in the direction of your dreams? He said, our habit of thinking about ourselves and our environment is either a jail or a paradise. We just have to look around us to see people who are rich emotionally and materially because they think and feel rich. We also see people who are laden with emotional and material debt because they think lack. Some are inspired with vision. Others, unfortunately, are encumbered by doubt. Some are moved by ambition. Others are paralyzed by fear. Some feel free to change. Others feel safer in monotony.
You don't get rid of self-doubt through the same means by which you learned it, and that is in the head. Self-doubt is purely a head-created phenomenon. You were taught it, and you do it to yourself. The fastest band-aid ripped off remedy to fixing this terrible situation is to do the thing you're afraid to do. Do it. It's about doing it. Courage. You get the courage is what you will experience and what you will grow when the doubt is there, but you do it anyway. So your problem isn't doubt. Your problem is courage. Doubt is going to be there, but doubt gets out of the way when you express courage.
What is the difference between winners and losers? The difference between winners and losers is that prior to every event, upcoming event, losers think of the last time they went into an experience like this and it didn't work out. They think of their previous failures. They vividly imagine and think about how embarrassed, humiliated, unsuccessful, how badly they felt, and the losers relive and recall failure and poor performance. The winners insist upon reliving and recalling excellence and success. So you can tell if you're destined to be a winner or a loser simply by looking at what you think about in each coming event. And if you just make the decision right now to think about what you desire, ask yourself, am I thinking about what I want to happen, or am I thinking about what I'm afraid will happen? Remember, the natural tendency is to think about what you're afraid of, not what you desire. So force your mind, using the law of substitution, take your mind off of what you fear and refuse to entertain it.
What happened to you is not going to change. You can only determine what is going to be the consequence of what comes to you. What is going to be the consequence? How will you transform it? Will you let it stuck inside of you and it slowly eats you up from the inside? Or do you make something different about it? And this is based on the thoughts, on the mental redirectioning of yourself.
The biggest trophy that I ever got in my entire life was me. Was really figuring out me. I realized that. I realized it's not about money. It's not about fame. It's not about being accepted by your peers and everybody else. It's about figuring out who I am and being happy with who the I am.
Aren't you sick of getting on Instagram and seeing someone else putting in the work that you should be doing? You can watch someone else all day long, But don't you think life would actually change if you were running the miles or starting the business? You've got to stop just being a consumer of greatness and start producing it. Because an extraordinary life doesn't happen by accident, and no one's gonna make it happen for you. Please do not fall for the chosen one complex, because the only person that's gonna save you from a life of standing still is you.
Did you know that's exactly the way your life is every day? Blank. Nothing there. Put on it anything you want. You don't have to let what's on the previous page determine. You don't have to let what somebody tells you is coming determine. You can put anything on it you want. You got a clear sheet. Every one of us has. Now, grasp that. We can start over right now. Build the image.
Doubt is like it's burned off by courage. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, do the thing and you will have the power. We're waiting for the power. We're waiting not to self-doubt any longer. All right, whatever it is that you're deciding that you want to do with yourself, that you're doubting your ability on, just do it. Get out completely. That's another thing that you've got to get through your mind, is that success is not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is, as you are progressively realizing that thing.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Let it fall apart. Not everything is meant to be held together. Some things are just meant to crumble. The discomfort, the uncertainty, the chaos. It's not a sign that you're failing. It's proof that you're outgrowing who you used to be. You don't have to see the whole path right now. You just have to trust that where you're headed is better than where you've been. So let the old version of you dissolve. And when the dust settles, you'll realize that you never needed to hold on. You just needed to have the courage to rebuild.
Winston Churchill said, and I quote, success is going from failure to failure to failure without a loss of enthusiasm. Doesn't matter if you win, that's not success. The success is going from the failure to the failure to the failure and still being excited to show up. It's like, this is how I liken success. Success is like love. You know the beautiful part about love? Getting the kicked out of you and then coming back for more. That's so optimistic to be like, whoa, I just had my ass handed to me. And yet I want to be vulnerable again. I want to go through this again. I want to open myself up to this. I want to be touched by that. I want to feel that. Fucking people can get behind that, man. We can get excited about that. We want to be friends with people like that. We want to feel that in our own lives, that willingness to have tasted defeat and still come in open and not jaded. How beautiful is that?
As the greatest hazard in life is to risk nothing. The person who risks nothing does nothing and has nothing. You may avoid suffering and sorrow, but you simply cannot learn, feel, change, grow, live, or love chained by your certitudes. You will be a slave. Only the person who risks is free.
Success is the progressive realization of a worthy goal, but progressive realization means that you're doing things that you don't know how to do. You're stepping out in faith. You're being courageous. Your self-doubt will step out of the way when you build the balls to do the thing, and the power will be added to you.
Let the miracle of everything that's available work for you and start working on the inside. Work on your philosophy. Work on your attitude. Work on your personality. Work on your language. Work on all of your abilities. And if you'll start making those personal changes, I'm telling you, everything will change for you.
The only way to get to day 800 is to start with day 1. One decision, one shift in your mindset, one thought of being tired to stay the same. The only thing that matters is starting. Day one turns into day two. Day two turns into a week. A week turns into a habit. And a habit turns into a lifestyle. Because the only difference between day one and day 800 is consistency and a relentless will to just keep going.
In the shadows of our grief, hearts heavy with loss and minds burdened by the weight of the world, we confront the stark reality of our existence. Pain, sorrow, and despair are unavoidable companions on this journey called life. These emotions, though often unwelcome, are intrinsic to our human experience. They remind us of the depth of our love, the significance of our connections, and the fragility of our existence. But even in our darkest hours, there is a flicker of light, a reminder that we are not alone. Each tear shed, each sigh of anguish, is a testament to our shared humanity. We are bound together by our struggles, and it is in our collective suffering that we find the strength to endure. This shared journey, while fraught with challenges, also offers us the opportunity to grow, to learn, and to find deeper meaning in our lives. Life is fragile, and its beauty is often fleeting. We are reminded of this when we lose those we love, when our dreams are shattered, and when we face the harshest trials. It is easy to feel overwhelmed, to succumb to the crushing weight of hopelessness. Yet it is precisely in these moments that we must remember the resilience of the human spirit. Our capacity to adapt, to persevere, and to find hope even in the bleakest of times is what defines us as human beings. We may stumble and we may fall, but we rise again. We carry the memories of those we have lost within us, and their spirit fuels our determination to press on. Their dreams become our dreams, their hopes our hopes. We honor them by living fully, even as we carry the ache of their absence. It is through this living, through our actions and our choices, that we keep their legacy alive. We must remember that every step forward, no matter how small, is a testament to their enduring influence on our lives. The road ahead may be long and arduous, and there will be times when we feel we cannot go on. But let us find solace in the quiet strength that resides within us. Let us draw courage from the love and support of those around us. In our grief, we discover the depths of our compassion, the breadth of our empathy, and the power of our unity. Together we can face any challenge, overcome any obstacle, and find a way to move forward. As we navigate this difficult path, let us hold on to the belief that despite the sorrow, there is still beauty to be found. In the laughter of a child, the warmth of a friend's embrace, and the gentle touch of a sunrise, we find glimpses of the hope that sustains us. These moments, though fleeting, remind us that life is still worth living, that there is still joy to be experienced, and that we are capable of finding happiness even in the midst of our pain. Life is a mosaic of joy and sorrow, each piece integral to the whole. Though we may be consumed by sadness, let us not lose sight of the moments that bring us light. Let us remember that even in the darkest night, the stars still shine. These stars, symbols of hope and guidance, remind us that there is always a way forward, always a path to follow, even when it seems hidden by the shadows of our grief. So let us move forward with a quiet determination, honoring our pain while embracing the possibility of healing. Let us live not just for ourselves, but for those who can no longer do so. In our shared journey, we will find strength, we will find purpose, and we will find a way to carry on. Each day is an opportunity to honor their memory, to live in a way that reflects their values and their dreams, and to make a positive impact on the world around us. In our pursuit of healing, let us also be kind to ourselves. Grief is not a linear process. It ebbs and flows, and it takes time. Allow yourself to feel, to mourn, and to heal at your own pace. Surround yourself with those who understand, who support you, and who can offer you comfort. Remember that it is okay to seek help, to lean on others, and to find solace in community. As we continue this journey together, let us remember that we are not defined by our losses, but by how we choose to respond to them. We have the power to transform our pain into something meaningful, to use our experiences to help others, and to create a legacy of resilience and hope. In this way, we honor the past, embrace the present, and look forward to a future filled with possibility.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
If you leave things the way they are now, you'll regret it for the rest of your life.
You just gotta truly believe in yourself. It's hard, you know, there's a lot of ups, there's a lot of downs, there's a lot of people telling you that it's not going to happen, there's a lot of people telling you that it is going to happen when they have no reason to. It's really all about how much trust you have in yourself. You got to have a vision, you got to have something you want to do with this, and you got to be willing to work for it.
Most people will doubt you at the beginning, including yourself, but that will all change if you keep putting in the work. Yes, you'll make mistakes, but there's no substitute for effort. That's something that nobody can take away from you. It's hard to count somebody out that never quits, and that's you. They don't see it yet, and you might not either, but soon you will. Stick with it until you figure it out.
Nobody is coming to save you. Nobody is gonna come save you. There'll be people that'll help you, there'll be people on your path that give you counsel, give you advice, but there's nobody that's going to come save you. The brilliance of life is you're going to have to figure it out on your own. You're going to learn the hard lessons. You're going to have your heart broken. You're going to lose money. You're going to have the sickness and the illness. You're going to have these experiences to really callous yourself in life and learn how to get down on your own, because there's nobody that's going to come save you.
You know what you want for your future, but you kind of want it. It means you want it, but only if it's not too difficult or if it's not an inconvenience. So the question is not, do you want it? The question is, how bad do you want it?
We got to quit looking for the reasons we can't, and we got to start looking for the reasons we can't.
Anybody can make anything work, bro. It's just, what are you willing to do? And the answer needs to be f***ing anything, because it's that hard. You have to be willing to do whatever the f*** takes to get what it is you're trying to create. And that means anything.
I'll get to this point and then I'll be happy. I'll get to this point and then I'll do this. There's always like that thinking of the future as a point of rest or a point of achievement. Don't let life slip you by because you're so focused on the future. But don't obsess your whole life about that, because you'll miss out on what's happening right in front of you. Because at the end of the day, life is incredibly short. This is it. You only get this one life and it's going by pretty fast. You don't want to mess around. There should be a sense of urgency, I think, in your life. That's how I try to live my life, with a sense of urgency that every day is kind of precious and matters, and you're not going to get a second chance at this.
Stop taking things so seriously. No one is getting out of this game alive, literally. In 3 generations, no one will even remember your name. And if that doesn't give you liberation to just drop your f***ing problems and find some joy, I don't know what will. Life is inherently ridiculous and guaranteed to end sooner or later. So you might as well enjoy the ride.
Master consistency. Become loyal to your path. Continue to remain focused on your destination or refuse to be distracted. Isolate your mind. Surround yourself with things that align with your vision and your vision only. Utilize every minute of your day to cover more ground, bringing you closer to success. You may be asking how to achieve this mindset. But my question to you is, why would you choose otherwise? Why would you choose to be inconsistent?
Challenging somebody today, you gifted, you talented, you got it going on, but you do not demand of yourself more than your boss demands of you. Your boss give you a check and you Johnny on the spot. Your boss give you a check, you right there on time. But when you have to be on time for yourself, when you have to do something for yourself, you fall short. I'm just telling you, if you don't do more for you, at least do what you was willing to do for them. I'm telling you, if you can't do it for yourself, find that same tenacity that you found to give them what they asked for, to give you what you asked for. You owe you. Don't nobody else owe you.
You may not have had the year you wanted so far, but maybe you're having the year that you need. Grow, learn to be alone, and find peace with your darkest thoughts. Maybe this year, although not what you wanted, is exactly what you needed to prepare you for better things to come. Remember, it's all part of the journey, so just stay the course.
You do not believe that you will be rewarded for your struggles or the discomfort that you tolerate in efforts to stay loyal to your path, but you must know that if you try your hardest at anything, you will find success. You cannot lose.
If you really want to be transformed, you have to live an intentional life. Most people don't lead their life, they accept their life. And when you accept your life, you are living on things that are not worthy of your time and effort and energy. To go uphill, you have to be intentional. Nobody ever went uphill by accident. You've never read a book on accidental achievements. You have to be intentional with what you do and who you are.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.